It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. How are things with you? I've been having a good day so far. In fact, I have some pictures to show you of lots of different neighbors. You know who this one is? Mr. McFeely. See who's behind him? Audrey cleans everything. Francois Clemens. You know who that is? His initials are right up here on his hat. CB. That stands for Chef Brockett. Elsie Neal. Joe Negri. Pictures help to remind us of people. Even though you might not have seen somebody for a while, a picture can help you to remember that person. Sounds can remind you of people, too. Remember this? That reminds me of my drum teacher and Joe Negri. Joe's doing something else that's special today at his shop. Besides the free lessons, he's giving some fancy pictures. So I'd like to go over there now. I think you'll find this fun. Will you come with me? Over to Joe Negri's music shop.
Some tools, there they are. Would you hand me the hammer, screwdriver, and the pliers? Thanks.
Sure.
Thank you, Jane.
Got them?
Okay. Hi, Fred. Well, you're just in time. You can give me a hand.
Good. I'd be glad to.
I got some new things back here, and I'm trying to set them up.
Slide whistle band there.
Slide whistle band.
I wanted to show my friends the pictures.
Yeah. These just came in.
Oh.
These are new.
That looks like a bird.
Uh-huh.
That nice.
Let's see what you look like back there.
You see, this is what you do. You put your head.
Maybe if you turned your face a little sideways, like that. Well, good morning, Parrot.
Oh, good morning, sir.
Oh, how are things today?
Very good, thank you. What? I've been practicing my paradiddles.
Oh, a parrot who plays a paradiddle.
Absolutely.
Very good. Careful with that, one of those... those hinges are a little loose. Would you hold that?
Sure.
That's why I went for the tool. See if I can't tighten that up a little bit. Yeah. Don't want it to fall. Okay.
You know, that made a nice sound when you were doing that.
Yeah. People use tools to play to make music sometimes.
Do they?
Percussion instruments. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, how can I help you with this?
Well, I have two others over here. We put them together.
Okay. Where do you want these?
Well, we just drop those right down there. They're a little hard for one person to handle. So you take that end, and I'll take this end, and we'll move it right over here. Okay.
Does it fit here?
Well, no, not exactly. I think we have it on the wrong side.
What is it? Well, it's a pirate.
It's a pirate. And the pirate goes over there.
Well, let's have him row over.
Okay, pirate, ready? Row, row, row. Okay. You pull your end up a little bit, friend.
Oh, it's like a puzzle.
Here, you take that side, and now they're supposed to fit together. Very good. Now we'll open this up, and I should have, here it is. Just put a little weight in here so it doesn't move.
Oh, good.
Now let's see what you look like through there. A pirate.
Mm-hmm. Pirate.
And?
Parrot.
Uh-huh. I have one more, too. One more for you.
What is it?
Well, why don't you guess?
It's something with stripes. It's an animal that lives in the jungle, and it has orange and black stripes.
Let's show it. Oh, they do fit nicely.
Mm-hmm. See that tiger?
We'll open that up and put another bag in there.
Okay, now you've got it all weighted down.
Mm-hmm. All right. That Where would you like to take your picture first?
Well, I think the pirate in the boat.
All right. You start with the pirate, and I'll get my camera. Oh, yeah, we could probably make that fit a little better, couldn't we?
It looks good.
How's that? Is that better?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you get in position, and I'll get my camera in position.
I'll be a serious pirate.
Take off the lens. Oh, there it is.
I'm rowing my boat. I'm rowing
my boat. Let's see what you look like, Fred.
I'm a pirate.
Okay, pirate.
Rowing my boat.
Oh, you look terrific. All right. On the count of three. One, two.
Good. Now the parrot.
Okay, let's see. A little bit to the side there.
I'm a parrot.
That's going to be nice. Set the lens.
With the paradiddle.
Okay. You all set?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three. Very
okay.
good. And one more to go.
Now the tiger.
Oh, that looks very nice. Very good.
Tame tiger.
Are you set?
Yep.
One, two, three.
Good.
Very good. That's nice. They ought to turn out real well.
Hope so. Have you had a lot of customers?
Oh, have we ever. Look at this. Look at these. These are all orders.
Are they all for pictures?
Well, some of them are for pictures, but some are for instruments and some are for lessons.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you're doing so well.
Oh, so am I. Business has really been good. Mm-hmm. You know, it all started with that invitation. I guess people just like to be invited to come somewhere.
I know I do.
How about you? How's your drum playing coming?
Oh, I'm working on the paradiddles. Pretend that's a drum.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, you are getting that mm-hmm. good.
Yeah. That's and I like the words, too, paradiddle and ratamacue and all those.
Yeah. You know, there's something going on in the other room I think you'd really like to see.
Those slide whistles.
Well, the slide whistles, but there's a man in there teaching how to play the saw.
You mean a real saw?
Yeah, how to play music on the saw.
I'd like to hear
it's
that.
Musical saw.
Let's see that.
Okay.
Is he giving lessons?
He's giving lessons. He's been here all day.
Yes, get him all. So we make the string tight. And then release it. Make them all low tone.
My.
Yes. Yes, that's. Yes.
Sounds very good there, Mr. Hoover.
He's doing
coming
very
right
well.
Along.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good lesson.
You're
an
excellent student. I think you can make it if you start.
Thank you.
Hi, sir.
Dr. Kim, I'm Fred Rogers. I'm glad to meet you.
Yes.
Thank you. I would really like to know more about the saw.
Do you want to show Fred how you make music on the saw?
Yes, I can make music. You want to try or you want to listen music?
Oh, I'll do both.
Would you like to try it?
Okay.
Sure.
All right, here you are.
Okay.
Oh. That's a real saw.
Regular saw.
It has sharp teeth over here.
It does.
I wouldn't want children to use one of these.
No. We can cut it out.
You don't need the ripper.
We don't need it at all.
I see. And how do you make it play?
If we bend more, we can make more high tone.
Yeah.
And wide parts, lower tone.
I see.
Narrow parts.
It's sort of like a string, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, same principle.
Same principle yes. as a string. And the more you bend it, the higher it goes.
Yes.
Ooh, that's good, Fritz.
Oh, but that's very hard.
Yes, it is very hard.
Bend them all.
Well, you know, sometimes when you see people playing things, it looks so simple. And I'd really like to hear
you
play.
The simplest musical instrument, but maybe hardest.
Yeah, the simplest.
You have to hear him play something.
I'd like to.
Would you play The Amazing Grace
yes.
for Mr. Rogers?
I love that song. So you want the higher
Beautiful. And I noticed that you made your leg go up and down. Is that what makes the vibrato?
Yes. The vibrato. Yeah. Gives
like
it that
without
nice,
that. So if I play it.
Oh my, what a talented person. Thank
like
you
vibrating
very much.
And bowling. Mm-hmm. We do vibrate same way.
The folks are sure enjoying having you here, Dr. Kim.
Thank you very much.
I certainly have enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too.
Thanks, Dr. Kim.
Thank you.
My goodness, what talented people you have. All kinds of ways to say who you are.
That's right. I'll get those pictures over to you just as soon as possible.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
That was very nice.
Much that's amazing in our lives. People make music and take pictures with all sorts of things, don't they? Being careful with your play is really important. Let's get the trolley. Trolley school bus. Now let's pretend that this is the first day of school in the neighborhood of make-believe. How do you think people will be feeling? Different ways, I guess, since everyone is different. Let's start with the king and queen and prince at the castle. Lady Aberlin can be helping people with the trolley school bus. Okay, trolley, school bus, neighborhood of make-believe.
What I don't understand is that she said they would be using a green board.
That's right, Uncle Friday.
But in my school, we used a blackboard. I think she should use a blackboard.
But a lot of the newer schools are using green.
Oh, this newfangled stuff. What is education coming to? Even pencil boxes with pictures on them.
But Daddy, I like my pencil box and I want to go.
Of course, son. I just want you to have the best. You'll see to it, won't you, Niece Aberlin?
We're doing the best we can, Uncle Friday. After all, building a school in 3 days is a big assignment.
I believe in big assignments.
I like your pencil box, too, Tuesday. Oh, yes, I know. It's time to go. I must go over to Anna. I'll be back right away.
Yes.
Now, you're sure this is exactly what you wanted? Yes, Mother.
Hello, kids ready to go to school?
Aye, it's such a big day for our wee girl.
Well, we'll take good care of her.
Oh, I know you will, and we'll be right here when you get home, Anna.
I think I'm ready to go. I have my pencil box.
Aye, she wanted the one with the parrot on it.
Oh, it's so colorful. Trolley school bus is ready to go.
How am I ever excited?
Oh, of course you are, my dear. We're certainly proud of you.
Well, we'll see you after school, dear.
Goodbye, goodbye, you fine wee platypus.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Dad.
We're proud of you.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mom.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Dad.
Goodbye.
I've been looking forward to getting on the trolley school bus all week.
There's the school bus. Ready to get on?
I just wonder if I should take Tuesday myself.
I want to go on the trolley school bus, Mother.
Of course he'll go on the trolley school bus. That's what I planned it for.
Very well, dear. But I know I'm going to think about you all day Tuesday.
I'll think about you too, Mom.
Let's get along with this now. Get along.
Ready?
We're off to school.
Off to school we go.
There they go.
See you in the morning.
Have a wonderful day.
Oh, yeah, there they go.
Isn't it exciting? The first day of school.
It's really the first day of this school. I sure hope we can finish.
Well, if it's not finished, we'll just let the children watch us finish.
Here they come now.
Oh, wow. Oh, look. There's the school. Let's see it now.
Welcome to the first day of school, everybody.
I have a pirate on my pencil box.
And I have a parrot on mine.
Oh, isn't that nice? A pirate and a parrot. Did you choose them yourselves?
There were three in the store, and I like the pirate one best.
And I like the parrot one best.
Mm-hmm.
They sound alike, though, don't they? Pirate and parrot.
They might sound alike, but they surely are different.
They surely are.
Would you hand me that screwdriver over there, Lady Evelyn,
sure.
Please? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
When are we going to start school?
Well, we already have.
We have?
Yes. I thought you could watch how Handyman Negri and I put the final touches on the building.
That'll be fun.
What about Daniel Tiger? Isn't he coming?
I told him I'd come for him.
He has a tiger on his pencil box.
Why don't you go for him now, dear?
I will.
Tell him that it's fun.
I will. I'll see you all in a little while.
All right. Now, the first thing we did when we wanted to build the school was to make a plan, didn't we, Handy?
I'll say. And we made that together.
It was a lot of work.
Remember how, when we started with the foundation?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Then we had to start building the frame for the building. Putting in the doors and the windows.
I think maybe I won't go to school. If they need my pencil box, you can take it.
Oh, they're going to be disappointed, Daniel, because they really wanted you to come.
Well, they probably already know everything, and I don't.
Are you still worried about your letters and numbers?
Yes.
Well, I just came from there, and Prince Tuesday and Anna and your teacher, Harriet Cow, are not working on letters and numbers.
They're not? Well, what are they doing?
They're finishing building the school.
What?
Yep. The prince and Anna are watching Ms. Cow and Handyman Negri finish the school.
And they're not saying A, B, D, E, F, G, T and all that?
No, they're not. In fact, do you know what Prince Tuesday told me to tell you?
What?
He told me to tell you, it's fun.
Oh, and what about Anna?
Anna was showing her pencil box with a parrot on it and how it was different from the pirate. But the parrot and pirate sound alike.
Mm-hmm.
And that you had a pencil box with a tiger on it.
Yeah, I do.
If I went to school, would you come with me?
Of course. I'm going to be Harriet Cow's assistant for a while.
Do you think that I could take my truck?
Certainly. I tell you what, I'll take your truck and you take your pencil box.
Okay. Thanks. No, I think maybe you take my pencil box.
Okay.
And you I'll take your truck. My truck.
Okay.
All right.
Off we go.
Yeah.
Well, it was a lot of work, but with Harriet Elizabeth Cow's help and Lady Avalon's, we were able to get this structure pretty well finished.
I enjoyed working on it with you.
Hi,
hello, everybody.
Oh, hi, Daniel. I'm so glad you brought your truck. Would you show us how it works, Daniel?
Well, it can roll along, and it can dump if you want it to. Would you show how it dumps, Lady Apple?
Oh, sure. I'll just use your pencil box to demonstrate.
All right.
It could be coming down the trolley school bus tracks like this, and then just dump that pencil box right down.
Yes. Thank you for that. You see, boys and girls, everything can do something. And in school, we're going to learn about as many things in the world as we can. But since today is our first day, I think the best thing for us to do is learn from Handyman Negri. After all, we don't always have a builder, a guitar player, and a photographer with us.
You mean he's going to play his guitar and take pictures?
Mm-hmm. That's right, Daniel.
Yeah, I'm going to take your first day of school pictures.
Oh, boy.
School isn't anything like what Auntie Lady Elaine said. I thought it was going to be hard and awful.
Yeah, I did too.
It might be hard sometimes.
Yeah, it all depends on what we're working on. But I want to help you find it interesting.
I like airplanes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll learn about airplanes. How fast they go, how much space they take up.
My daddy's a doctor.
Is he?
I'll ask him to come someday and tell all the children what it's like to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this neighborhood and someplace else, we only have one doctor.
But we have two daddies.
That's right.
Yours and mine.
Mm-hmm.
And two mummies.
Good. And how many children are in our new school?
Well, there's Prince Tuesday and Anna and I. One, two, three.
Oh, that's perfect, Daniel.
Oh, did you hear what she said, Daniel?
Oh, I really like school.
So do I.
After home, it's my favorite place so far.
Mm. I like it myself.
Can I give you a hand, Handyman? Let's watch them build.
So they're beginning their first day of school in someplace else, looking at all kinds of wonderful things. You know, you could play about going to school and what you think it's like. You could also play about the different things that Daniel, Prince, and Anna will be doing at their school. Let's see who it is at the door. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely.
Speedy deliveries.
Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery of a pirate, parrot, and tiger picture.
Oh, you have the pictures. I like to see
them.
Well, there I am as a pirate.
Pirate, and here you are as a parrot.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one, there you are as a tiger.
A tiger. Mm-hmm. Well, what are these over here?
Now look carefully.
Why, that's you as the pirate.
Right.
And oh, you got behind those pictures.
That's me as
a parrot.
Mm-hmm.
And you as a tiger.
That's right.
You know, I used to think that when you dressed up like something different, you'd turn into that thing. But you and I didn't turn into pirates, parrots, or tigers, did we?
No, siree. In fact, I'm still the same David McFeely who's learning how to type.
It takes a lot of practice, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And after three more deliveries, one, two, three, back to my practicing.
Oh, thank you, Mr. McFeely.
All righty.
And thank Joe Negri for me, too, will you?
I certainly will. See you around the neighborhood. Bye-bye.
Bye. They turned out very well. Maybe you'd like to make up a story about a pirate and a parrot and a tiger. Making up stories is part of learning, you know. There's lots that's wonderful and marvelous about learning. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know that it's all right to wonder? Did you know that it's all right to wonder? There are all kinds of wonderful things. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know that it's all right to marvel? Did you know that it's all right to marvel? There are all kinds of marvelous things. You can ask a lot of questions about the world and your place in it. You can ask about people's feelings. You can learn the sky's the limit. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know when you wonder, you're learning? Did you know when you marvel, you're learning about all kinds of wonderful, all kinds of marvelous, marvelously wonderful things? Did you know that? That when you wonder about things and marvel about things, that you're learning? Well, it's true. And there are people who care about your learning right now. I'm one of them. I care about what you're learning and how you're learning because I care about you. Sure. I'm one of the adults in your life who cares about what you're doing. It's a good feeling to know that you care and I care. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. There's so much that can be fun about learning, even when you have to work hard at it. Everybody learns in different ways. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.